This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Discussions on government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year concludes in National Assembly and underway in the House of Representatives. Participating lawmakers stressed that implementation of the Constitution, strengthening federalism and citizen-friendly governance should be the government's priorities. President Ramchandra Porwal reshuffles the portfolios of ministers after the implementation of new ministry. And Xi says US-China relations was most important as Trump praises talks at state banquet. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers are discussing the government's policies and programs for the fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat in the House of Representatives. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial informed that 35 amendment proposals had been registered. MPs demanded a clear stance on issues like Kalapani and Lipulekh and stressed priorities such as federal coordination, good governance, service delivery reform and anti-corruption measures. While welcoming plans for digital infrastructure and IT development, they criticized the lack of clear economic vision and realistic plans for growth, energy targets and national projects. They also urged a stronger roadmap for agriculture, self-reliance and infrastructure development, and opposition parties called for Prime Minister Balendra Shah to address Parliament. In today's meeting of the National Assembly of Nepal, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagha responded to questions raised during discussions on government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat. Responding after the discussions concluded, Minister Wagha said the government remains committed to advancing the economic foundation built in the past along with inclusive and overall social development. The Finance Minister informed the Assembly that the upcoming budget would be prepared based on the government's 100-point governance reform plan and suggestions received in Parliament. The meeting agenda also includes presenting amendments to the policies and programs for decision-making and endorsing them today itself. Meanwhile, during the National Assembly of Nepal debate on the upcoming fiscal year's policies and programs, lawmakers urged stronger coordination among federal, provincial and local governments along with clearer handling of international cooperation frameworks like Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC and the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. They also raised concerns over weak concrete measures for agricultural self-reliance, youth employment and national projects, calling for higher investment in education, health and protection of vulnerable groups. President Ramchandra Porwal has reshuffled the Council of Ministers and reassigned ministerial portfolios, according to a statement issued today by a presidential office spokesperson Ritesh Kumar Shakya. The reshuffle was made on the recommendation of Prime Minister Balendra Shah in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Under the new division of responsibilities, Prime Minister Shah will also oversee the Ministries of Defence, Home Affairs and Science, Technology and Innovation. The route to climb Mount Everest has now opened for this year's spring mountaineering season. The route is opened after rope fixing mission from Sagarmatha Base Camp to the summit completed on Wednesday. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation on the 17th of December in 2025 had given responsibility to Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee and Expedition Operators Association Nepal to fix climbing ropes for managing route for the expedition to Sagarmatha, Lhotse and Nuptse peaks. According to the Department of Tourism, the rope fixing task from Sagarmatha Base Camp to the summit was concluded at 10:25 a.m. Wednesday. The World Bank has indicated possible support for Nepal's education sector during talks between country director David Sislin and Education Minister Sasmit Pokhrel in Kathmandu. Discussions focused on improving education infrastructure, strengthening foundational learning and expanding digital and technology-based education. Both sides also explored increased investment and long-term collaboration for sector reforms and quality improvement. Professor Dr. Sushil Bahadur Bhattacharya, Dean of the Institute of Engineering, has been appointed Vice-Chancellor of Trivandrum University by Prime Minister and Chancellor Balendra Shah to manage tele affairs after the post remained vacant for weeks. He assumed office at Kirtipur on Thursday while continuing as Dean. The appointment followed the resignation of former Vice Chancellor Dr. Deepak Aryal. Stakeholders call for stronger tripartite cooperation to promote decent work and inclusive development at a meeting in Lalitpur organized by the government, employers, JTUCC and the International Labour Organization. The meeting reviewed Nepal's decent work country program and discussed future strategies with officials, emphasizing stronger collaboration, social justice and data-based approaches to labor issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal Tourism Board has raised concern over misleading media reports about travel rules for Indian visitors. In a statement issued on Wednesday, NTB issued and dismissed claims about mandatory ID cards, a 30-day stay limit and vehicle confiscation as false and baseless. It clarified that Nepal remains a safe and welcoming destination with no new restrictions introduced and the long-standing open border arrangement with India unchanged. The government has begun the process of appointing key officials at Matia Dasrath Chand University of Health Sciences after forming a 3-member recommendation committee for the Vice Chancellor and Registrar post. The decision was made in a University Senate meeting chaired by Education Minister Sasmit Pokhrel. The committee is led by Professor Dr. Jayaraj Awasthi with Professor Dr. Lochana Shrestha and Professor Dr. Dinesh Lamsal as members. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. China's President Xi Jinping calls US-China relations the world's most important as he hosts a state banquet in Beijing. The BBC cited the Chinese president as saying their relations concern the well-being of the two countries of 1.7 billion population and the interests of over 8 billion people in the world. He closed his speech with a toast to the development and future of the two countries. At the dinner, US President Donald Trump praises earlier talks between the two nations as extremely positive. The White House earlier said trade, oil and Iran were among the topics discussed during a high-stakes meeting that lasted nearly 2 hours. Soon after talks began, Beijing released comments by Xi repeating warnings of potential conflict with the US over Taiwan. More than 80 people died and over 100 others were injured in North India, mostly in Uttar Pradesh state, due to heavy rains accompanied by strong winds, lightning and hailstorms over the past 24 hours, government officials confirmed on Thursday. According to the Xinhua News Agency, besides heavy livestock losses and damage to the houses and other property were also reported from various places in Uttar Pradesh. One of the worst hit districts was Prayagraj, where nearly 20 people died. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi, Madhya, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy within the Tarai region. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi and Madhya provinces as well as in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumini and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Discussions on government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year concludes in National Assembly and underway in the House of Representatives. Participating lawmakers stressed that implementation of the Constitution, strengthening federalism and citizen-friendly governance should be the government's priorities. President Ramchandra Pawle reshuffles the portfolios of ministers after the implementation of new ministry. And Xi says US-China relations was most important as Trump praises talks at state banquet. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.